Hello and welcome to Real Talk. I'm your host, Susan McCabe, here with you every Tuesday at lunchtime to seek answers to questions large and small, and there don't seem to be any small ones these days, so we're launching into a lot of conversations about our climate crisis, and climate action. Vashon Island is known to be a place for action and activists of all kinds, and today I have one of the most visionary activists on the island with me. She is Rondi Lightmark, director of the Whole Vashon Project, which is billed as a community response to our climate crisis. Welcome, Rondi.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. And I have to do full disclosure, I am Rondi's co-director for the Whole Vashon Project.
Hallelujah.
And fortunate to be that. But I want to kind of hold your feet to the fire today so that people get a clear idea of what the Whole Vashon Project is, what it's about, and what kind of impact you hope to create with the project. So will you tell us, like you're telling a 12-year-old for the first time, what is the Whole Vashon Project?
So the Whole Vashon Project is arose out of a desire to bring awareness and a response to the climate crisis to Main Street. And I use the term that nowadays it's mostly a solitary misery in front of our computers. And you can't really walk down the street and know that there's anything other than business as usual going on. And I'm not the only one to use the example of World War II, when every town and village in not only the U.S. but in England, in other countries, were actively fighting on and responding on Main Street. You couldn't walk anywhere without seeing posters, without seeing movies that were relevant, hearing jingles on the radio, groups volunteering or calling for volunteers. And it was a profound immersion in the reality of the enemy. And nowadays we have a bigger enemy. And like I said, it's invisible. So it's about making it visible and to bring heart and hope to all of us as a community.
How do you feel about what appears to be a greater attention to our climate crisis by folks like Greta Thunberg, in front of the UN, and others who are actually beginning to talk more about the climate crisis? How does that make you feel about the potential for all of us battling that one enemy?
Well, I think it's incredibly moving, and it makes me think, you know, I've heard it said that that, you know, the young will save us, but I think that's so unfair, really. My generation, you know, we have grown up and gone through so many incredible social changes, and at the same time, so many technological changes. And I think back to my mother, who knew how to kill a chicken and can and sew her own clothes and could get along with an icebox instead of a refrigerator. And I, you know, I feel incredibly impaired by comparison. And we, you know, the articles that people are writing now are talking about how can we reimagine, how can we go back, how can we do something when our whole society has been driven towards more and more and more, make more, buy more, do more, and now we have to figure out how to do less. And we, you know, for someone at my age, I'm going to be 73, you know, that's a profound thing we have to learn. And the young don't need to do that. We need to do that.
Absolutely right. And you may be aware of many legendary environmental activists are talking more about making ours a survivalist, conservationist economy, and what that's going to take. Bill McKibben is one example, who was on NPR today responding to Greta Thunberg and saying basically, it's time for us to make some sacrifices and give up our addiction to oil and create a survivalist economy. How do you see the whole Vashon Project working in that direction?
Well, the whole Vashon Project was initially, it arrived somehow with the idea that there are so many great things that people are already doing on the island. And I was in a kind of a brainstorm group about more things that we could do on the island, but it felt like there wasn't a catalyst somehow. And that there wasn't a way to focus some of the discussions. And so I felt like, number one, how do we celebrate and further the efforts of those organizations that are already profoundly underway? The Land Trust, Backbone Campaign, Zero Waste Vashon. And how do we help other organizations, businesses, nonprofits get on board and together build energy and reimagine together? But first we needed a vehicle for it. And so that vehicle became what I call the whole Vashon catalog.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Yeah. So the whole Vashon catalog was inspired by the whole Earth catalog from the 1970s, which is kind of the Bible for the back to nature, back to the earth, take care of the environment generation. I was able to get one with a tattered cover affordably through eBay. I'll bet there's a bunch on the island. I'd love to see a exhibition of them. But it's extraordinary to go in those covers of the one that I have and see how much it relates to today. But the whole Vashon catalog is really, it consists of a couple of different important pieces. And the core is really a collection of climate change or climate crisis goals for next year from nonprofits and businesses. As many as we can corral. And already there are good numbers that are submitting. And it's a very simple entry. It's a form. You give your mission, your climate change goal for the next year. And then if you're a nonprofit, you share any kinds of tools or knowledge that are helpful to the community. And you can also say, hey, but we also need this as well. So it's kind of a way to build energy in these different organizations. And the idea is that if there is a very visible collection of all of these very positive, forward-looking ideas, and it's all in one place, and we can see what we're capable of, that's going to generate even more energy to take even bigger steps next year.
So would it be fair to say that the first step of the whole Vashon Project, that being the whole Vashon catalog, is the gathering of the community in one place, each of them focused on their climate action goals for the coming year and beyond? Would it be fair to say that that's the first step in creating the community that will respond to the climate crisis?
Yes. We have a Facebook group called the Whole Vashon Project. It has 308 members as of this morning. More are joining every day. And over and over, people say when they join, oh, I'm so glad there's a forum. I'm so glad there's a place where I can share things I want to see happen and ideas that I have and worries that I have. And so it's quite wonderful to see it begin to grow, the energy begin to grow that way. But next year, after the catalog is out, then we want to do a lot with programming, which is your forte, as well as other wonderful people on the island, and to really open big conversations about what the supermarket of the future, for example, looks like. You know, what's A lot of it, I think, has to do with when I talk about making it visible on Main Street. We need a lot of signage. You know, like one of the things on the Facebook group was somebody saying, "Oh, I know there's recycling of styrofoam, but I don't know when it is." And so someone will say, "Oh, well, it's on such and such a date," and then that gets buried or lost in a online thread somewhere. And you know, if you didn't write it down, and you know, we need a big sign. We need a big, wonderful sign in front of Kimco that says, "Come here with your styrofoam." First Sunday of the month. So, I mean, that's some of the stuff that I'm talking about.
The idea of the community coming together and the momentum being built around the whole Vashon catalog. Give us an idea. You mentioned programming for beyond that. So what kind of programming can we expect? What would you like to see?
I'll back up for a minute and say that, you know, really the whole Vashon catalog is an education piece. So as we all try to develop a collective conversation about what we would like to see, not only does the catalog hope to facilitate this with the goals of the nonprofits and groups, but we also have, there's a section in the catalog that's a questionnaire, test your climate consciousness. There's another section that looks at the work that Greg Wessel is doing.
Tell us who Greg Wessel is.
Greg Wessel is one of our wonderful island residents and a geologist. And he is working on reimagining Vashon for the modern age. And he's got, I don't know how many in the group, because you were the one most recently.
Close to 20.
Yeah, yeah. So people that are looking at those issues. And then there's a section that we're still fermenting, but it's something like, how did the Earth get out of balance and what do we need to do to get it in balance again? And we want to keep it not too wordy, more pictures than words, but some kind of group orientation of that kind of knowledge. And then there's a section that's called resources, and it's like, if you want to read about regenerative agriculture, here's the top 5 books, here's the best YouTube videos, here's a good blog. Just places for people to dip in and get more of a conversation, get on the same page with one another.
Well, and all of that will be in the catalog, which is published somewhere around the first part of 2020.
Yeah.
But that's a piece of paper that is static.
Right.
How will you keep that momentum going for 2020 and beyond?
That's right. I didn't really fully answer your question.
That's all right. I'm back at you.
Yeah. But yes, well, programming is part of it. And I'd like to see the arts. We would like to see the arts play a big role. And we really want our kids involved. I'd love to see a YouTube channel that is run mostly by kids with short little instructive or entertaining or passionate videos, maybe even only as long as a Super Bowl commercial. I like to see programs that bring in speakers from some of the areas that seem to be specifically really coming to the fore in the discussion, like regenerative agriculture, like diet, like healthcare, even in relation to diet. Debates. There can be debates, forums. So that part, films, yeah, lots of educational stuff. I would also, as I said before, I'd love to see a screen in the TV screen in the window of Voice of Vashon.
Here in the Eugene Bosch broadcast studio on Vashon Highway.
Yes, with either a screen crawl or I understand I haven't seen it, but I know there's someone here who's doing movies about the environment.
Here, there, right? Mark Hinkling, mm-hmm. pardon me, Mark, is producing a variety of videos, short and long, on climate crisis, climate action, including what our own Greg Wessel previously mentioned, geologist on the island who created a forum of scientists in Sweden this past March, and what's going forward with that group. I can't, it's Geoscience for the Planet, something like that. But yes, mm-hmm. Everything that Mark creates is available on the Voice of Vashon website right now.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, I mean, I'd like to see it, I'd like it to see it maybe on a first Friday that, you know, there's something going on about somewhere in the world or here on Vashon that's on a screen. I think there's just, we haven't been thinking so much in the highly visible in terms of addressing this, you know, that is what would you do with a screen in the Voice of Vashon window? There's probably a ton of stuff that we could do with it, that whether it would be a 5-minute thing or whether it'd be a 15-minute thing or whether it would be just an announcement. But I also have thought of this in relation. I spoke with Cliff, if you're listening, down at the pub, at the community pub. He said that he would be happy to entertain the idea that we would have a day when we would be running some of the great YouTube videos, the hopeful ones that are out there, people that are planting million trees or restoring huge parts of around the
so
country.
So what about that? Because what you're talking about is great. It's education. It's awareness building. It's information.
Mm-hmm.
How would the whole Vashon project translate that awareness building and that education into action that's actually going to make a difference for the climate? In other words, how do we as a community take action that is going to be significant in mitigating the climate crisis?
Well, you know, the catalog is a catalyst. And there have been people who have said, well, I've got a great project for you to do. And I had to say, we're not doing the projects. We're celebrating and highlighting everyone else that's got projects. And so it kind of, 2020 is already people are saying there ought to be a this, there ought to be that, you know. And that's what we'd like to see happen. But we're not going to carry all of that because we really think it's going to emerge out of this collective creative energy.
Yes, you've called it a community response to the climate crisis with creativity and hope. How do you envision broadcasting that plan, that project outside Vashon Island? In other words, how will other communities access this project and apply it to their own communities?
Well, and thank you for pointing that out because, you know, one big part of it is being an example to other communities. We have this idea of having our governor endorse the catalog because I think then he'd maybe like to share it around.
Jay Inslee.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of communities that have already become inspired by the project. So one example being in Lincoln, Nebraska, home of a well-known writer whose name now completely escapes me under the pressure of being interviewed. She wrote Reviving Ophelia. Okay, test, audience. Just went out of my mind. Crazy. She's got a bestseller right now on which is called Women Rowing North. Can't believe I forgot her name.
Is it Eleanor Oliphant?
No. Someone out there is saying, I know who it is.
Call us here at 206-259-3150.
I was talking to someone about it yesterday. Anyway, she and I have the same literary agent. And I shared the project with her through our agent. And she is a big environmentalist, this mystery person.
Mary Pfeiffer.
Mary Pfeiffer. That's it. Mary Pfeiffer. And she is very inspired by the project and is implementing it with her community.
Excellent.
And then I was, and I don't know what level it's at. I haven't been in communication with her. But as an example, then I also was giving out information at the farmer's market, and a woman from California stopped and listened. And then she's from Oakland, I think. And she said, wow, I've got a neighborhood in Oakland that I could do this with. You know, I don't have to do it with the whole city. I've got a neighborhood.
Right. So, communities are large, small, and distinct and diverse. So community action is actually, I think, one of the conclusions that Greg Wessel's group came to, and they didn't come up with a lot of conclusions or solutions. But one of the first solutions they suggested, this group of scientists from a variety of different disciplines, one of the conclusions they came up with was that action needs to be taken in small groups, in small communities. That's where things are really going to begin to change as quickly as they need to change. And as Greta Thunberg said, we've got maybe 8.5 years to try and make a difference before the tipping points are so strong that we annihilate life on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it's nothing less than that. And I realize that you, Rondi Lightmark, director of the Whole Vashon Project, are addressing this climate crisis with creativity and hope. And of course, we have to maintain hope, and action is the antidote to despair. But how will you light a fire under people and help them to understand that, whoa, we are at the edge of the cliff right now without destroying hope?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. I really feel it's interesting. I ran into somebody in the Thriftway yesterday who said, we were following up on a recent email exchange, and she said, you know, we're now thinking maybe the project is, we don't need it so much anymore because everybody's so galvanized. And I mean, certainly this is a week when many, many people are galvanized. But I said, yeah, but it's not visible on Main Street. And
Our
Main Street. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where the hope comes from. You know, if our children can walk down Main Street and see in every store window, there's what we envision, a decal or something that says, I'm in the catalog, ask me about my climate change goal. Or I was in a bagelry in upstate New York, and they had a sign in the bagelry that said, you can feel good shopping here because we use all organic ingredients. And there were lists there. And then it said, and we have LED light bulbs, and we lower our carbon footprint by, and then they had another list. And I would love to see signs all over Vashon like that. You can feel good shopping here because we are responsible, and we are doing what we can, and we're moving ahead with the reality of the changes that we have to make. And I just lost the second thing that I was going to say about that. But, oh, yeah. And then I had this idea of having a sign at either Ferry Dock, which said, welcome to Vashon, a community that's growing green, for example. Anyone who comes to the island can learn from that, can walk down Main Street. Our kids can walk down Main Street and see collectively how much hope we are generating. And I think that's the big thing. The visibility part is really big. and that will spread, and people can buy a catalog and take it back to them, their community, and see where that goes with them too. It'll be highly individual. Seattle's doing a lot with the Green New Deal. I read somewhere, I think it was Detroit, that is doing a huge Green New Deal project. It might not be Detroit, but it was some Midwestern city. So
despite the fact that it seems this week like everybody's catching on to the idea of responding to the climate crisis, you make a good point, and that is that we folks have short attention spans. And if the powers that be manage to find things to divert our attention, something has to keep our awareness and attention on the climate crisis and the action that we can take. So it sounds to me like what you're saying about the whole Vashon project is that it's going to be this catalyst with hope of encouraging people to take action. And in order to do that, you have to be conscious every day. This is not something that we can think about today, take a little action and forget about it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It is, like the example of World War II, a constant effort, a constant battle for life on the planet. It's that urgent and that simple. What do you think about the notion of legislative action? Is the whole Vashon Project going to be involved in working with legislators to discourage consumer economy?
Well, again, I don't see the, I see the project as a catalyst. So there are, you know, to continually support and promote other groups on the island that are already engaged in that is what makes sense from our perspective. However, I should say that there is a another component that we haven't really gotten underway yet, although it's pushing pushing us to address it, and that is the idea of the Arch Bank.
The Arch Bank?
Art.
Oh, Arch Bank.
A-R-T.
Sorry.
The Art Bank. And the Art Bank is sort of inspired by the WPA Public Arts Works of the old New Deal, I guess we should call it. just that we really need the arts, just like the arts were so needed back then, to help teach and inspire. And the idea of the Art Bank is a roster of island artists who want to devote part of their talents to supporting the efforts of other community organizations. So there's a lot of different ways that could go. And like to see them be partially funded, because they'll be able to do their best work if they're not freaked out about money.
True of art forever.
Yeah.
Rondi Lightmark, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for creating the whole Vashon Project. Folks, you can find out more about the whole Vashon Project at wholevashonproject.com.
This has been
Real Talk. I'm your host, Susan McCabe, here with you every Tuesday at lunchtime, and available on thevoiceofvashon.org anytime you want to listen to it.